Hey, before we talk to Gordon, well, I guess this is actually for Gordon. Do you know anything about why these are here? It's a bunch of candies.
What is it?
They were left in this, in Donovan's seat, which is now my seat.
Pop Rocks and Fun Dip.
We have an idea of what to do with it.
Yeah.
What's your idea?
We're going to give it to the...
Is that what you're thinking?
No. I was thinking of we give that to our ailing crew member.
Oh, yeah.
To help
for sure.
Bring him out of the malaise that vitamins have put him in.
Yeah, me too.
Is he still struggling?
Mightily.
Yeah, he sounds.
Go ahead. Talk to Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. How's it going?
Hey, Ham. What's happening?
Nothing Is Gordon
much.
Your hero growing up, Ham?
Maybe.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Batman count?
He probably always thought, you know, I could do better than that guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Old.
But he never looked at Batman and thought that.
So that's right.
Batman takes the cake. Well, Ham, we have some treats for you. I guess is the upshot here.
We have what we call Ham vitamins. Pop
right.
Rocks and Fun Dip.
Do you know much about Ham's diet? Have you heard of
I've
any of
I've always heard that he eats like chicken nuggets every meal. Like he eats off the kids' menu. Anywhere he goes.
I think I was in studio with you. Weren't you involved in the White Elephant Day when we uncovered that he brushed his teeth once every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think I was there for that. That's really wrong.
Update?
Twice a day.
Look at that. We gave him the nudge.
So you're... A little on-air humiliation.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
It made him better.
Sunstein.
So your parents never taught you that it was a daily thing?
No, they did. I just
you
moved
would fake
out of
it?
Their house.
Oh, I see. Once you're an adult, you said, I'm done with that kid stuff.
And you've never had cavities?
I've had some, but not recently, really.
But the thing is, to learn that you have cavities, you have to get dental care.
Yeah.
So that they can tell you, and he doesn't do that.
Oh, wait. You
not
don't go
since
to
the pandemic, no.
But before that, I mean, you were not...
Pandemic hit him hard.
An annual appointment guy.
I was.
Okay, well, and that's when they would tell you your mouth is rotting?
No, they wouldn't tell me that.
They would dance around it?
No. I have great teeth.
Okay. I'm not doing this. But yes, he does eat tenders, and if you walk into the control room, he will offer you like a handful of sweet cereal.
Just a handful? Like out of his hand?
Yeah.
It's like a six-year-old bringing you a treat?
Pretty much.
Mm.
What do you got on this golf thing, man? Crazy.
Me?
Yeah.
Or Ham?
So, I was going to ask, I wanted to play, is Gordo the a-hole?
Okay.
Or am I?
Most likely, yes. If we're playing it, that means most likely, yes.
It's time for Cool Not Cool.
All right, Cool Not Cool, we'll call it.
All right.
So, just because I saw this morning, and I've seen it before, and it bothers me at home. I'm trying to... Just yesterday, we had a pretty big argument, me and oldest daughter, about just rinse out your Diet Coke can. Just rinse it out.
What?
They do that... Because we had a story in the news the other day where the recycling center of Dallas is upset that people are not cleaning out their recyclables.
Ooh, then they're upset with me. Because I always... Like, I always knew that you're not supposed to... Use anything that had food in it. Like, you're not supposed to recycle that.
I think that's
at least I was told that way a long time ago. But I never made the connection that, yeah, they would probably want you to rinse out your aluminum cans.
And I think a big problem is, like, half a jar of peanut butter or even peanut butter jar at all. It's probably pretty difficult to...
You shouldn't recycle that without cleaning it. Like, that I would just throw away.
Yeah, for us, it's like the little yogurt pouches, like a yogurt pouch for the kid. I mean, you would think that package is recyclable, but there's no way to open it up and clean it out.
It does say on top of the bin not to put in like empty Dorito bags or whatever, chip bags. So I don't know why. Anyway, the thing that bothers me at home, and I've just noticed it here in the studio today, is... Throwing away a half cup of coffee.
Yeah. That's very controversial.
And you do that.
I will only do that up here.
Just because I've been the person, and it used to be at probably my job when I was a busboy or whatever, is emptying the big garbage bag. But when people throw liquids in there, then it just is dripping all over.
Yeah, trash
and it drips on your feet. And yeah, trash juice.
Discharge.
Juice is like, it's one of the grossest things that there
is. It's so bad.
You wouldn't drink that, would you?
No, I have a line, and that's on the other side of it.
You know, he ate a piece of rice that was in my nose. Jake did.
But he won't drink trash juice.
Yeah. But he knows me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty clean, dude.
Right.
I think you could pick out the smell of trash juice over anything else.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what was in it.
It has a very distinct smell.
Once it all comes together.
No matter the combination, it smells the exact same.
Yeah. I find this a problem on planes. Like, even just the other day, they're like, all right, last time through, and Nora had like a half cup of apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
And
you say, hold on, let me get my friend Dan to empty this out.
And the guy was like, no, just put it in here. And I'm thinking, well, you're just carrying a bag. If there's a small hole
in
that bag.
And maybe if you have a strong enough, if you buy the strong enough garbage bag, it doesn't matter.
Maybe that was the case. I don't know. But I feel weird putting a half a cup of liquid in a bag.
Yeah.
It seems unstable.
Or the argument at our house usually is it's a Sonic cup or something, but it's still filled with the ice.
Oh, that's easy. You dump that out.
But they don't.
Yeah, at home, you should always dump it out.
Yeah, if you had a sink right here, I'm sure you would just
dump it out. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, that arduous walk.
Yeah, that way down there in the Cumulus Cafe. That 40 feet is just a killer.
So I don't know if that's not on the level, of course, of, you know, where you, of leaving your grocery cart in the middle of a parking spot, which...
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine.
...is a very bothersome thing. So now the problem you're causing there is for the potential next parker. Not that big of a problem for the staff who has to clean up the carts anyway from the parking lot.
Right, it's okay for you to make life harder on and just sort of ruin the day for those people.
Right, which you're doing kind of with, if you're throwing a coffee away, you're the cleaning staff, they're going to have to deal with your garbage juice.
A big point of personal growth for me has been when I see someone do that now, I don't engage. Because for most of my life, I would make a big scene.
You would get in their face?
At the cart in the parking lot thing?
Yeah, like if I see someone just leave it there and then walk to their car, I would take it and take it to their car.
Oh, man.
Fuck out of here.
That's
very
aggressive.
Kind of do like a, oh, no, hey, you left this over there.
No, I didn't leave it there.
I think you forgot something, and I would just turn around and walk off.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't talk
to you, bitch.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I support you.
It's not good.
I want that, but I wouldn't do it myself. I'd be afraid.
I'm out of that game.
I'm a cart returner. I'm good about that. I will take it into the store even. Like if there's a cart corral that's even near the front of the store, I go, it's a little bit extra. It'll be like Cumulus Cafe distance, but I will walk it if I got a cart.
Feels
in front
a little
of me.
Performative.
Yeah. It
like,
does.
Hey, I just want everyone
it
to
does.
Know. I'm the guy.
I'm done with this cart, but I'm taking it up there anyway.
Right. Look how I'm walking into the
mm-hmm.
store.
Yeah.
And not just going to leave it right in the
right.
store. I'm going to
yes.
go up to where the line of
right.
carts are
yeah.
and fit and it right in.
He does the hand.
I did that 2 days ago. There were carts that were in disarray right near
right.
where you get them, and I put them all back in order.
He's got...
So I was really big time at it.
Yeah, I'll usually...
Oil and a rag. He's down there.
Yeah, I'll rotate the stock on the shelves.
Sure.
I'll put
right.
the stuff in the back and the front.
The end cap is proper. Working at a grocery store ruled.
Because I always do that when
great job.
When I get milk.
Oh, man.
I know there's even fresher milk behind that milk, so I'll reach
always
back
do that.
For the...
I think yeah. that's kind of a jerky move, though. I do it. I do that move.
But
often.
I'm willing to take the extra time.
But I always fish for the most recent.
Oh, this expires, you know, 2 weeks later than this one does.
Even though I know that I'm going to drink this within the next
oh, yeah.
3 weeks.
But it's so fresh.
I still want the freshness date that's 3 months out. So I'll go to the back of the milk line.
Yeah.
And that's kind of jerky.
Oh, yeah.
You ever work at a grocery store?
No, but I dreamed of it when I was a kid.
It was great.
I thought that was the coolest thing ever to work at a grocery store. But I wanted to be like a bagger. So that's probably not as cool as stocking stuff, right?
I did both. I did the general, you're not a cashier level of employment, which was like bathroom cleaning, mop up spills.
They let bathroom cleaning.
They let me stock on the weekends. Obviously, the cart retrieval. It was fun, man. Just grab whatever food you wanted. They didn't seem to care or know.
Really?
Like, yeah. It was.
Huh. What do you mean? Like a handful of grapes or?
No, like I would grab thing of bagel just to eat in the break room.
Oh, okay.
But I would compensate myself with lunch.
See, why don't they make the public bathrooms in a grocery store or a gas station or something like that? There should be a hose on the wall that you can turn on, and everything's hose downable, and it just goes down the drain in the center. Where you don't have
to touch
anything.
So you can just go to the bathroom anywhere?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Mm. To where you have to waffle it down the drain.
That sounds like experience.
No.
Man, I used the worst toilet I've ever used in my life the other day. I took a picture for you and Blake.
Was it
in terms of the design of it?
Was it a local gas station?
Destroyed?
No, it was, and I've experienced this before, but it was beach.
Public beach. Oh, yeah.
And they have to do like the
metal.
Was
it train spotting like?
Yeah. They have to do the metal.
It's a prison toilet?
Prison toilet. Yeah. And it's 90 degrees.
Libs.
Beach. There's sand everywhere. I'm barefoot. Because I just walked up from the beach. It was so bad. I was so proud that I turned around and took a photo.
It's one of the, yeah, that's,
guys.
That's a place you would just, I would run out into the water, kind of, you know, lower your knees a little bit. Now you're just,
and then just get red faced.
No, you would not.
There. I absolutely have done that.
You would not number two in the ocean.
Absolutely. You know how big the ocean is? It would just go.
That is so bad.
Ugh. Why?
Ugh.
And y'all just want to go out in that water and enjoy it.
That's raw
you know
sewage,
how, that's what
Dan.
People do in it.
No, you know they don't. That's what he does.
Diluted
in it.
That will be. It'll float out to.
It comes back in though.
Yeah. No.
Yes,
the
it
buoyancy
does.
It takes it out the tide.
If you'd said number one, I think that you're in defensible
territory. Number
one
is absolutely there's.
But
no
number
doubt.
Two,
that's, I've never heard of this before.
Oh yeah,
that's an adult.
We
doing
did that
this.
In Lake Erie.
Yeah, my daughter the other day had to go, and I'm like, no, you don't do that.
And well, then it's self-cleaning. It's all clean right
no.
away. There's no.
Dan McDowell.
I hope you get an amoeba.
There's,
I do, too.
I'm going to get a lot of support on this.
Deuce.
Like most things
no,
that
won't.
I say, just kind of like the live golf thing, in the end, you're going to say, he was right on this.
Okay.
Number two in the ocean is the same as the live tour.
As far as great opinions that I've had.
And that people will come around on?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, I'll be on the right side of history here.
That's huh. really bad.
Where do you think all the sewage goes? They just pipe it out into the ocean anyway.
Well, first of all, I think the problem of doing it underwater,
maybe.
Like, the evacuation is not... Do you pull down your shorts?
You would have to.
Or you just go inside your shorts and then release it later.
No. You got to take off the shorts.
You open
You'll
up the net.
You'll be holding the shorts in your right hand.
No.
Open up the butt net.
Ugh.
Your swim trunks.
It's been quite some time since I've done it, but it's out there if you want to. In fact, I
so
put it
true?
In a bottle and then I put a cork on it and send
and
it out.
Put a
to,
message in there.
Yeah.
Hey, this is for you.
Yeah.
I think much like
test this
sex, that's an act that should not take place underwater. There's like a viscosity issue.
Boy, that's
or
a very,
something that's
sex is a very difficult ordeal, but
it's
you
a
have
bad
to,
ordeal.
Everybody
is
wants
what
to do
it.
It. When you're growing up thinking about sex, you're like, oh, can't wait to have sex in the shower. And then you do it, and you're like, ah.
No good.
Yeah. Although, there is the instant cleanup thing is very... You have to weigh that against...
From the shower? To wash the shame off of her back?
Back.
Wherever you choose, yeah. To wash the shame off of.
So
I'm not gonna.
If keeping with the theme of if you're in a big enough bathtub, will you also go number two in there, or will you actually get out and walk the 5 feet to the toilet?
The bathtub is ocean sized.
No, I'm just saying like it's one of those big double jacuzzi baths.
Yeah.
No,
nice
but you
hotel.
Will go number one in a pool, knowing that will be
no.
diluted. And
if it's available easily for me to not do that, I will not do that.
Sure.
Because I'm a male. Without a womb, and
but
I can go over to the bushes.
You've just stood
this.
Up on the diving board, the high dive at a local pool, and you'll...
Yeah, that's what I do. When I go in the pool, I just get out and then stand on the side of the pool
yeah.
and go into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See if you can find, yeah.
Just to be overt about it. Hey, I didn't want anybody to think I'm trying to...
On the 100-foot diving board at Burgers Lake.
I just want to prove here that it won't turn green like your uncle told you. Uncle used to tell us that.
Man.
What else did your uncle used to tell you?
Tell your mom about this.
Yeah, he said, keep this quiet.
This is between you and me.
Yeah.
This just helps Uncle relieve stress.
This is a special thing between...
I wouldn't do this with your brother.
Guys,
I love you.
It's part of growing up.
It's so wrong. This means I love you more than the other nephews.
My special daddy. Oh, God. All right. Well, yeah, play the theme.
Yeah, I think we...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the way to...
Now that we've laughed about that topic, I think we're done.
That doesn't count as a sex one, by
the
way.
Cleanse the palate after the whole poo in the ocean thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
Hey, thanks for joining us,
Yeah,
Gordon.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thursday nights? The muses are on?
Thursday nights. Don't know. You know, I had to cancel last week.
Oh, man. It's a tough... What are we going to do?
Tough situation. But hopefully this Thursday night, 7:35 on Twitch. Yeah, Live Talk. I'm going to have most of the guys from the Live on.